AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette. South Africa is asking the United Nations top court to order Israel to halt its attacks in Gaza, accusing the country of genocide.
Israeli officials have called the suit baseless, but South Africa says Israel's actions in Gaza violate the Genocide Convention. It was drafted following the Holocaust and makes it a crime to intentionally destroy a people based on their ethnicity, nationality, or race. While no hearing date has yet been set, any eventual ruling is non-binding. Last year, the court ordered Russia to stop its war in Ukraine, the same kind of order South Africa is seeking against Israel now. Lauren Comito, CBS News, The Hague.
Russia says it intercepted missiles and drones fired upon the country a day after Ukraine endured the biggest Russian air attack of the war to date. The BBC's Nikki Schiller.
Authorities in western Russia say they've come under a sustained air attack. One person is reported to have been killed in the border city of Belgorod, with the water system there said to have been damaged. The Russian Defense Ministry said air defense systems destroyed a total of 13 missiles there and intercepted 32 drones in the border regions, and also closer to Moscow.
The FBI and the NYPD are working together to keep New York City safe this New Year's Eve. A security perimeter will stretch a mile around Times Square tomorrow. James Smith is with the FBI's New York office.
There's been thousands of more threats have been reported, so that means we have even more threats that we have to look at. So we adjust to that. We bring in other resources to track down or to investigate these threats to see if they're legitimate.
More than 120 people were rescued when the ice floe they were fishing on in a Minnesota river broke off. Nicole Biaggi is the ice safety coordinator with the Department of Natural Resources.
It's really not uncommon in the sense that it does happen from year to year that people go out there and the ice breaks away and we have to rescue them. But unfortunately, this has happened several times in the past couple weeks now that people have had to be rescued up there.
A few people fell into the water before the rescue, but no one was hurt. A Jackson brother is accused of sexual assault. CBS's Mara Rubin has the details.
In the complaint filed in Los Angeles, Rita Barrett says Jermaine Jackson raped her at her home in 1988. The suit also alleges that the musician and others, including Berry Gordy, founder of Motown Records, conspired to cover it up to keep their reputations and profits intact. Jackson has not yet responded to the accusations.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight to a low in the low 20s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, high mid-30s. Some snow showers tomorrow night into Sunday morning, then more clouds and low 30s for Sunday. Sunshine is back for New Year's Day Monday, a high in the mid-30s. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
Locally Grown Radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
One. Hurdy throws over the middle, picked off.
Moore.
Backside pressure, down he goes.
Game.
To the end zone, touchdown, Braylon Allen.
The Badgers.
The Tigers.
Live
from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida, it's the ReliaQuest Bowl. Join us Monday. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
Another
another polka, that's all I want to hear. Just another polka, play it loud and clear. Yes, I'm a polkaholic, of this there is no doubt. Cause polkas make me happy, that's what life's all about.
Brass Notes kicking things off here on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. This is Tim Humble, the Polka Guy, keeping you company. Glad you could join us. Hope you made it through Christmas okay. Had a wonderful, wonderful weekend there. And we had a lot of good music and radio shows on the 30 Hours of Christmas. So I enjoyed being part of that this year also. We wanted to play some Christmas tunes that I totally forgot about during my Christmas programming. And one of them was this Swiss Norwegian guy that lost his car and he lost his shovel in a snowstorm because of the whistling, drifting snow. And, you know what? I have it right here. And we're going to play that right now for you because it was appropriate. I just thought it's an old tune. And a friend of mine, Greg Drust, who's in the record collection, oh my goodness, I was able to get this album or this record from him.
'Twas a cold December evening and the wind began to blow, and soon everything was covered by the drifting, whistling snow.
I found the valley of the drifting, whistling snow between two great big snowbanks when I opened my door next morning. And for hours and hours I wandered aimlessly through the snow, seeking the answers to the many questions that was racing through my feeble brain. Where was everything? Where was the sidewalk? Where was my driveway? My olje lappi? At last I was all pooped out. So I took a shoe of snooze and scratched my head and wondered where to go. Then all at once I realized I was a prisoner here in the valley of the drifting, whistling snow. Then my wife, she whispered to me, I got to go to Lady's Aid. Shovel out that old jalopy. And she handed me the spade. Now the settlers and the miners fought those crazy Navajos. But I tell you, that was nothing like the drifting, whistling snow. So I took my scoop and started where that old jalopy stood. And after endless hours of shoveling snow, all I saw was just the hood. Then the snow began to whistling, and the wind began to blow, and my jalopy still is resting neath the drifting, whistling snow. How I left my old snow shovel lying there upon the snow, while I went in the house to dry my hands and warm my frozen toes. While I was gone, the snowbank began to grow and grow. Now my shovel too is resting neath the drifting, whistling snow.
Yeah, I like that. Oh, it's very appropriate for wintertime, don't you think? All right. One more here. Otto Blehovde from Minnesota. He's long passed on. And this record I had accumulated from another radio station because they were throwing their records away. And he recorded a song called Lutefisk. And I was watching a TV channel on cooking, you know, and they went up to Minnesota because they heard about this dish that they make with a fish that they put lye and marinate it in lye, and it just disintegrates the fish. I forgot what they used to neutralize the lye. I mean, that's poison. Why are you going to eat this? I mean, holy crap. So, it's just, and to watch them make this stuff, and the women were in the kitchen there, you know, putting the stuff all together, and it showed you how to make it. And I was like, I don't think I want to even get close to it. But Otto Blehovde, they recorded a tune about it, so we shall play that right now, huh?
Oh, lutefisk, oh, lutefisk, how fragrant your aroma. Oh, lutefisk, oh, lutefisk, you put me in a coma. You smell so strong, you look like glue, you taste just like an overshoe. But lutefisk, come Saturday, I think I eat you anyway. Oh, lutefisk, oh, lutefisk, I put you in the doorway. I wanted you to ripen up just like they do in Norway. A dog came by and sprinkled you, I hit the mitt. An army shoe. Oh, lutefisk, now I suppose I'll eat you as I hold my nose. Oh, lutefisk, oh, lutefisk, now all I do remember, on Christmas Eve we had a feast, the best one in December. It was a turkey or fried ham, it wasn't even pickle spam. My mother knew there was no risk in serving buttered lutefisk. Oh, lutefisk, oh, lutefisk, now all the world discovered that lutefisk can laughs and make Norwegians better lovers. Now all the world can have a ball, it's even better than that chair at all. Oh, lutefisk, mad brennevin, it makes me feel like Errol Flynn.
Lutefisk. He also does a recording here about gamelos, which is a cheese, and he's a salesman for it. And he's got a problem meeting his quota, he says. So We'll spin one more here, and then we'll put that record away for a while. And let it roll it.
Is anybody going to Michigan or North or South Dakota? I'm selling gumballos door to door, but it's so hard to make my quota. I grew up on gumballos, so did my mother and father. And now that I am growing old, I just can't stand the odor. Is anybody going to Michigan or North or South Dakota? I'm selling gumballos door to door, but it's so hard to make my quota. To Michigan or North or South Dakota. I'm selling gumballos door to door, but it's so hard to make my quota.
That is Otto Blehovde from Minnesota. All right, there's another tune here that I kind of miss. It was kind of a cute little parody thing that, you know, there's Snoopy in the verse as the Red Baron, and Snoopy's for president. And then he did, back in 1968, they recorded Snoopy's Christmas. And it talks about World War One, when, it's really strange, midnight, Christmas Eve, they stop fighting, And the two enemies get together and become friends for, you know, who knows, an hour or two. And then they become enemies again and start shooting at each other. How stupid. But anyway, this tune was out in 1968. I really haven't heard him play too much on the radio. But here's one called Snoopy's Christmas by the Royal Guardsmen.
The Baron cried out, "Merry Christmas, my friend!" on some other day.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Here's a new way to ring in the new year. How about some peace and quiet? December 31st is officially No Interruptions Day, a holiday first introduced in 2014. It's considered an important way to take a break from your everyday distractions by focusing on yourself, your family, and friends. Those who celebrate No Interruptions Day say it's a great reason to turn off your phone, TV, and social media to instead slow down. I'm Terry Barr. From all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
Hey, welcome back to the Polka Party. Glad you could join us. All right, we have music now from Gordy Hartman. The name of the album is Polkaholic, and we're going to play that happy polka for you right here on AM 1320 FM WFHR 97.5. Oh, my goodness. So, take her away.
Let's all dance that happy polka. It will make you feel young and you'll know you're having fun. So let's all dance that happy polka and get a treat from that happy polka beat. It will make your blood flow like it did years ago. It will make you shout and turn you all about. So let's all dance that happy polka and get a treat from that polka beat.
Moje kochanie, a gdy będziesz po, trzeba go pojawić. and gentlemen, here's Matt Levandusky to talk to you about America's favorite fruit.
Oh, it's food.
Okay, everybody, grab your ketchup, mustard, and relish. This is called the Hot Dog Song. Here we go. I've got a hot dog, for you. Hot dog for you. Hot dog for you. I've got a hot dog, hot dog for you. They call me Hot Dog Joe. I've got a teeny, weeny hot dog for you. Hot dog for you. Hot dog for you. I've got a teeny, weeny hot dog for you. They call me Hot Dog Joe. For you, I've got a hot dog, hot dog for you. They call me Hot Dog Joe. I've got a teeny, a weeny hot dog for you. Hot dog for you. Hot dog for you. I've got a teeny, a weeny hot dog for you. They call me Hot Dog Joe.
Kenny Davis and the Nashville Brass, and one called Under the Golden, Under the Double Eagle. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to turn to Joey Miskelin from his Country Polka Time album, and it's the Wabash Cannonball for you.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Happy holidays from WFHR. It's that time of the year when you share Christmas cheer with people that you know. No matter where you go, you can always see a glow in the people you meet as you walk down the street. The magic really shows. Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
Hey, welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party Friday Show. Let's play one more here from Joey Miskelin's Country Polka Time. And it's the Chattahoochee. Instrumental version. Thank you. an Alan Jackson tune there, performed by Joey Miskulin, the Chattahoochee. Oh, we have music coming up now, big band style, with Howie Sturtz and his orchestra, and he's got a big band medley coming up for us.
Hip tunes from out of the past, and to get you in the mood, it seems to me, I heard that song before. Back when they started keeping track of hip tunes in 1917, this was a biggie, the Darktown Strutters Ball. Later, 1922, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago, let me show you around. Well, I love it, you bet your bottom dollar, you lose your blues in Chicago, the town Billy Sunday just couldn't make shut down. And over there on State Street, that great street, I just want to say, they do things they don't do on Broadway, hey. They have the time of their life. Why, I saw a man, he danced with his wife in Chicago, my hometown. 1932, 10 years later, the depths of the Depression were upon us, and everybody was hard up for money. And this had to be a hit tune, Shantytown.
It's only a shanty in an old shanty town. The roof was so slanty, it touches the ground. Just a tumble-down shack by an old railroad track. Like a millionaire's mansion, it's calling me back. I'd give up a palace if I were a king. It's more than a palace, it's my everything. There's a queen waiting there with a silvery crown. And a shanty in an old shanty town.
Of course, that's the way they did it in 1932. But then along in the 40s came the Johnny Long Orchestra. And they did Shanty Town over again. And it sounded like this.
Well, there's a shanty in town on a little plot of ground with the green grass growing all around. It's a tumble-down shack and it's built way back about 25 feet from the railroad track. Lingers on my mind most all of the time. Keep calling me back to my little old shack. I'd be just as sassy as Haile Selassie. If I were the king, wouldn't mean a thing. With my boots on tall, read the writing on the wall, and it wouldn't mean a thing, not a doggone thing. There's a queen waiting there in a rocking chair, blowing her top on Cater's beer. I'm looking all around and I'm trucking on down, cause I gotta get
1942, World War II. Most of the songs were about the guys and gals being apart from each other. But this song had nothing to do with the war, and it was very popular in 1942. Drinking beer in a cabaret, and was I having fun? Until one night she caught me right, and now I'm on the run. Hey, lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down. A pistol packing mama, I laid a pistol down. 1952, lots of good songs that year. This was one of them. Ertz, you ready for this?
I guess so, Howie.
Anytime you're feeling lonely, anytime you're feeling blue, anytime You feel downhearted, that will prove to me that you've been true. Anytime you're thinking about me, that's the time I'll be thinking of you. So anytime you say that you want me back again, that's the time I'll come back home to you.
Well, let's pull one hit tune up from the 60s, 1966, from the Broadway play, Come to the Cabaret.
What good is sitting alone in our room? Come hear the music play.
Life is a cabaret ocean, so come to the cabaret.
Hey, put down the knitting, the book, your broom. Time for a holiday.
Life is a cabaret, oh child, so come to the cabaret.
Please have them play it again, and I'll remember just when I heard that lovely song.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. Tonight,
this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He had it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Well, so quickly our time has gone by, and we've got about 4 minutes left in our program, and we're going to finish this out with the Scorpion Snowmobile Polka from Howie Sturts and his orchestra. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll do this again next week. Hey, that'll be next year. How about that? So have yourself a great New Year's. Don't drink too much, and be careful when you're out driving. And bye for now.
Good night.
There's a wish and a prayer that every dream comes true. And now till we meet again. Adios, au revoir, I'll be the same. Good night.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports.